This Husey, Ed and Darren podcast was made just for you. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight, who have everything you need for Christmas.
I said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Can I give a shout out to a couple of schools which I ran into last night? They were partying hard.
Oh, that's the end of, yes. It's end of.
Mm. Yeah.
Fair few mullets just wandering through the city.
Not losing grammar.
Oh, yeah.
Why were you hanging out with school kids?
I wasn't hanging out with school kids,
mate.
It doesn't
sound like you were.
They walked past me and I thought, no, I got nothing from them. And then...
My brother-in-law went there.
Then is that Husey? Is that Husey? And then I don't look back. I just put the one hand up.
You would have looked back.
No, I didn't. Walking along, one hand up like this, became my shaka.
Is that what you're doing? That's like a claw. Yeah, no. Give me a proper shaka, man.
It's like you've got arthritis or something.
I know.
You need to work on your shaka.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've never been to a shaka.
but then they go,
oh, my God, it is. And they ran back and got a photo.
Cute.
And it was Knox Grammar and...
Pimble. Ladies.
Oh, PLC.
Yeah. It must be a sister school to Knox Grammar?
I don't think so, but PLC certainly, you know.
Very exclusive, isn't it, PLC? I actually went and spoke to them maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and as I drove in, I had like a crap car. Oh, no, I was inspiring. Thank you so much.
What did you say?
Every car was like very expensive. I said things that inspire them, like you can fail and it's okay.
Get in the media.
Keep trying. Don't get in the media. You're already filthy rich, all of you, so none of you have to worry about life. What do you care? I'm out.
You know what? They're good people.
And of course they are.
Because last night...
Being rich doesn't make you a bad person. You know that.
Last night they deemed to hang out with a lad from the...
How long were you hanging out?
We're on the street, mate. We're on the street together as a group.
Strange story.
And one of them said, my mother doesn't like you, but I do.
Oh, don't do that. That's not nice.
I'm like, well, just put in a good word for me, mate.
No, the mother actually, mother's more your target audience. Higher disposable income, grocery shopper. You should be more concerned about that.
I want the next generation. I want this... 18-year-old boy who likes me.
What does he buy that you're selling?
Hope.
Friends. That's
true. Anyway.
So chock full of
hope. I said, put the photo on Instagram, all right? Oh. Which I don't think I have yet. But they'd be still partying, wouldn't they?
You followed them?
No, I don't follow them. No,
He just wants a tag so he gets an alert and then he can reshare it. Look at me. Fans want more photos.
Oh, I didn't know how it worked. That's real sad.
Sad story before that.
Maybe they've done it.
Just check your tags.
What are they doing? Who else did they bump into last night?
This will be big for you.
Oh, they're all on TikTok, aren't they? They're not even on it.
Oh, well. Here we go.
We'll go out tonight, see what...
Other schools.
Or you could just hang around out the front of schools.
I'm not hanging in the front of schools, mate.
I don't know.
Except for my own children's school.
It's your story.
You know, and that's legal. They're my kids.
So true.
I'm not banned from there. And why would I be? I actually have a working with kids license if you want to see it.
I would love to see it.
You want to see it?
Yeah, I'd love to. Right. Wait, how much cash do you have in your wallet? Oh, my God. You look so creepy in that.
We used to do a thing where if you could guess how much was in his wallet, you could win it.
Really?
Yeah, we got told to stop.
Oh, really?
No, but it's but you've got
it's unrelatable.
I can't remember why.
Because all my money was going.
We got told to stop by Husey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, well.
Hey, when we come back, is everyone scared or not? We need to ask the question.
I'd love to know.
Yeah, we do need to know.
The Today FM Morning Crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
So we've got a world champion surfer. Yeah.
Sally Fitz. Yes, Husey, very way cool enough to throw out shakas everywhere. Mate, if you get the endorsement, whatever.
Chakras?
I've never heard of them. If you get the endorsement of a world champion Olympic surfer, then, mate, you're in.
Throw out your chakras.
Is it chakras or shakas? She's written shakas, and I reckon she'd know. She's written shakas.
Correct.
So what are chakras?
Mini shakas.
A mini shaka.
Yeah.
No, I'm not throwing a mini. I'm not throwing a mini shaka.
That looks like a moose.
But chakras are something to do with, I think, meditation.
Oh, yeah. The crystals?
No, the places in your body. Your body has chakras.
Oh, yeah, right.
If you can sit in the right pose, you can open said chakras and you can receive.
Can you get beyond Omicron with your chakras? Because we know that Peter Overton's gone into overdrive with his new strain.
We were told it was inevitable, and the prediction has been realised. The dangerous new strain of COVID, known as Omicron, is in Sydney.
That was two nights ago.
Can you tell me to back that off, Aaron, please?
In fact, I'm having dinner with him tonight.
Well, you know what? Tell him we're going to watch whether it's Omicron or not, because we love it. And how do you say it? And is it that... Oh, I can't see. I'll get cancelled.
No, yeah. Do it. I think you should live on the edge.
No, I'm just...
What are you saying?
They haven't proven this strain is any more dangerous than Delta, have they?
No, they haven't. Not at this point.
It's almost meant to
take comfort from the fact that no one they know of yet has had any really bad symptoms or anything.
Well, the only people we know who've had it in Australia didn't know they had it because they weren't sick. Mm. Why? I mean, can't we just relax?
Well, they're saying studies are underway to understand if it's because of Omicron, if the more infectious, but these studies are not yet conclusive as to whether or not it's more transmissible. Oh, God.
I just want to go on a cruise. You know what I mean? I want to get on a boat.
Yeah, and just be infestated with
it. I want us all to hang out in the pool and go to the buffet.
Yes, man.
And just have hands everywhere.
Hands everywhere.
Hands across the world. Yeah. Buffet hands.
Hands across the prawns.
Buffet hands.
Are you going to have that hash brown? Because I'll have it.
Wait, you've picked that up. Could I have that? Here, take this spaghetti in my hand.
Yes.
Lady in the Tramp style. You start on one end, I'll start on the other.
Yes, and your kid is coughing into the custard. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Seems like a good lad. Fair cough on him. Fair cough on that lad.
You know what? We've got $100
spotlight
cash for anyone who calls us. We need to find out whether people are worried about Omicron.
Just be honest. Where's your level of worry with Omicron?
Because I got a news alert, a headline saying borders to be slammed shut, new variant. And I actually felt really anxious. I went, oh, but now I feel, do people care or not?
Are you worried about what she's worried about, just whether borders shut or not?
No, I just thought, are we going to do this again? I can't, I don't have the energy.
Are you worried about Omicron?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
I know, but you're worried about borders shut.
No, because of Omicron. All I thought, I don't care about borders. I'm not going anywhere. What I care about is there another thing now that's going to lock us all down, shut us down? Because I don't think I've got the mental capacity to handle that.
All right, 131060, Omicron, where is your panic level at?
Where's your head at?
Where's
your head at?
Sure.
We might come back and have that
song. Yeah, we'll just work out what it is.
She's here. Sydney's new
104.1 Today FM. We are trying to worry as little about Omicron as we can, because we want to get on with our life, and so that's what we're doing. But
Peter Overton, God bless him, we love him today. He's no helping.
Yeah, him and his mates, all of them. There's none of them that are. We'll throw it late again.
We were told it was inevitable, and the prediction has been realised. The dangerous new strain of COVID, known as Omicron, is in Sydney.
Actually, George.
In his defence, what isn't true about that? You're talking about the dangerous.
Is in Sydney. Your family.
He's a world star at pausing. Georgie Gardner jumped on board, is what she had to say last night.
Just when we thought the days of venue alerts and contact tracing were behind us, they're back in an urgent race to contain the new COVID variant.
Did she do the news?
You must have.
Yeah, well, because Overton's got Omicron, has he?
Oh, no. You heard it here first. And Aaron's having dinner with him tonight.
Omicron. With Georgie, with all the hosts are having dinner tonight.
It's an Omicron gala event.
And guess what? I might go along your vein of thinking and just not tell anyone when I find out. No. Screw you all. I've never known someone to come into contact with more people who've got this disease than you.
Yeah, have I got it?
That's interesting.
I get tested every single day.
You are very tested.
I'm more tested than Charlie Sheen probably was during that show, 2.5 Men. Was he tested? Maybe he wasn't tested.
I wouldn't have thought so.
In the last little bit it was. Mm. And it just
didn't work as
wasn't
well.
The same, it
wasn't the same,
yeah.
But I'm O negative blood. And O negative.
That is true.
I got told can't get it.
It's highly resistant.
No, you did not get told that. Just like Peter Overton doesn't have Omicron.
He's back
on
Facebook.
There's three things you haven't that aren't true.
Who's worried? Annie from Miranda. Out of 10, where is your panic level?
0. I am over it. And I feel like everyone's the same. Aren't we all going to get it? We're all doing the right thing. We're double vaxxed. Aren't we going to get it? And now the borders are going to close. I'm supposed to go to South Australia.
Annie has revealed herself there because she's trying to get into Fortress South Australia. That's
not
happening,
Annie.
Yeah,
the other country.
I get a new family.
Could you tell my two girls that they're not seeing their grandparents?
You know what?
Because we've got a countdown on our fridge.
But also, Annie, it's a big border. between South Australia and New South Wales. That's a big border.
Just think, what's that movie with the two chicks in the car?
He believes, or either Thelma,
and, yes. Thelma and Louise, just drive, Annie.
Yeah, but they
just
drew
drive.
Off cliff.
Okay, with the kids. What a good example.
You know what? Get them all horses and let's go horseback riding. Just say, kids, we're going on a horsey ride and then just keep riding.
Cross the border!
He was a no settle guy.
Yeah. He's stuntman. Harry from Rouse Hill, out of 10, where is your panic level?
Mate, it's a solid zero. I've had enough of hearing about it.
Solid zero from Harry.
Mate,
here as well. I can't believe Peter Overton's got Omicron.
I know. Yeah,
well. Don't start that, Harry.
Well, Harry's
he must have it. He must have Omicron because he's got no symptoms. So he must have it.
Exactly. And it hasn't hurt him in any way, shape, or form. Yep, correct.
Now, Rachel from St. Ives. Rachel, out of 10, where is your panic level about our Omicron?
Morning, guys. I'm quite panicked. I'm due to have a baby in 4 weeks. So I'm worried that they're going to shut down the hospital.
Oh, no.
No, they're not. They can't.
Oh, as in to have your partner there and family. Yeah. Oh, yes.
They've just relaxed the rules as well.
Yeah, look, this... Yeah, Rachel...
Yeah, you know, you give heavily pregnant Rachel the advice. You take this one, Yuzi.
Well, home birth.
Jesus.
Bucket birth.
You know what? Have your baby on the steps of Parliament. And go, here I am. This is what you did to me, Parate. You told us we were going to be free. Look at this. Pop
doesn't
it out.
Get much more free than this.
Come over and cut me cord. You've had about 30 of them yourself.
$100 spotlight couch.
Really escalated.
For everybody. And please, if you're out there, you don't need to tell people that Peter Overton has Omicron, but we don't know if he does or he doesn't.
Yuzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Tell you what I'm pumped up about, the start of the NBL season.
Well, we
it's
know why.
Too long coming. I'm
courtside, because you're a courtside guy. Kudos right. Bank Arena, they go across, Sydney Kings are playing, and we go across, oh, who are the celebrities in the front row? Oh, look at that, the carpet court jester. Oh, wow, who else?
I get a lot of attention when I'm there. And rightly so.
So have I when I've been there, by the way.
Well, I'm there more than you are. So
yeah,
I don't
but know. I went there ages ago, and I was like, it was Big Dogville.
No, well, I don't. I
mean, people are watching me, not the game.
Let's ask the owner. Paul Smith, Sydney Kings owner. Good morning.
Good morning, Yuzi, Ed and Aaron. How are y'all?
Well, we're okay, but you've stepped in something here. Who was a bigger deal when they came and sat courtside, Yuzi or Aaron?
I'd rather Aaron sit with me.
Yes.
I can tell you that much.
That's you, mate. Yes. Don't let your hormones talk here. This is.
Well, you are my kind of man.
A hot 30-something woman rather than a
go on, baby. Let's go.
There we go. He wants a bit of arm candy. No, look, Paul. You know that I'm basically like Dustin Hoffman at the Knicks games. You know, I'm sitting there.
Oh God,
you know. That's the reference you went for. That's amazing. Not Spike Lee.
No. You ought to rock the Jack Nicholson's, mate.
Jack Nicholson,
the Lakers games. Yes. That's who I am.
Or you could be who's that bloke who sat in the front row with his child and eyed off cheerleaders? Remember that photo? Was it David Beckham? And he's sitting there,
Beckham.
And all he's doing is looking at their pervacious.
Fair to say,
careers.
The game is something in it for everyone, isn't there? There's something in it for everyone. If you turn up, the kids have the time of their life.
Well, I'll tell you what,
it's
Paul.
It's huge. I love it.
Everyone's a winner at the Kings. That's everyone's a winner except Melbourne United.
Like, exactly. Melbourne United are going down. Big time.
Well, we've got a family. Paul's given us a family pass. So if you want a family pass to go and see the Kings in the season openers, Kudos Bank Arena, 13-10-60, there's a family pass for you.
I say it all the time, Paul. It's the best day out for the kids. So 13-10-60, get on the line there.
Can I tell you my favourite bit? Kiss cam. Nothing makes me laugh more than seeing two awkward people up on a big screen. It's so fun.
Yeah, dance cam's good as well.
Dance cam's great.
But everything that happens at the Sydney Kings games is great. The announcers are fantastic.
Oh, the basketball's good too.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a basketball game.
Hey, Paul. Now, Paul, yesterday you had a visitor and the new premier was there, Mr. Perrottet.
Perrottet, mate.
Perrottet,
He can call himself whatever he likes. And then this, you said this about him.
We appreciate your support over the years. Now, I'm officially a Sydney King, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, he had a basketball in his hand, and I have not seen the footage, but I've seen the headline, mate. It's all over the Daily Telly. The claim is that he nailed his first three-pointer in front of the gathered media and everyone. Is that true?
On my hand and my heart, like,
look, I have a policy: never touch a basketball in front of a basketballer.
Yeah, right? There's one thing
like just don't do that. Yes. Don't touch it. Maybe roll it back to them, but don't even So we had all the Sydney Kings and all the Sydney Flames. So the Premier is now the number one ticket holder for the Kings and Flames. Two teams, one club. Mm. We're a doubleheader this Sunday. Yeah. For just to throw that in there, the Flames are playing.
The Flames are brilliant. Love the Flames.
Sydney Uni Flames.
And so he's got the ball, and Hammer goes up, and they chat for a bit, and all the players there circled around. There's cameras everywhere. And he just steps back and cocks it and just lets it fly, and straight in, net, nothing but net. I swear to God.
From three.
First shot ever as a Sydney King. And looked like he expected it to go in. So big up to him.
Now,
Steph curried it.
Now, that's all right.
Look, it's a bit herky-jerky, the action, and lefty. So it's a bit of work there.
He's left-handed.
Yeah.
That's tough for a Catholic. Yeah. Very tough.
I'm Catholic and left-handed.
He's the 46th Premier, so he's number 46. Yep. Now, you know, he's got to have a lot more kids to come up with 46 children.
God, he'll fill the stadium himself, won't he, with these kids?
Yes,
did he have a second go, or did he just leave it?
No. He did a little bit of a walk-off, and then we went into a sort of a mini scrimmage. Oh. He did a couple of box outs. He gave Jaden Galloway a hard time, put him into the stand. And then he achieved a little left-handed layup over the top of some action. It was all happening.
Well, he's like 6'7" or something. How tall is he?
Six three.
We had a official measure off because we, you know, in the recruitment video we watched, we weren't sure of his height, so we got him in. We measured him at 193 centimeters.
He's a big guy.
How tall are you, Ed?
In
for
shoes,
context.
In shoes, though, in shoes.
I'm 194.
You've just got him.
Yeah.
Oh,
we should have a game of 1-on-1.
Yeah. Well, I think he's used to being perceived as tall, but around our crew.
No, not
the big dog in town. All right, is this huge?
Maury from Maroubra, she's got two kids. She's excited to come along to the game on the weekend. We'll stay in touch. Paul Smith, Sydney Kings,
good luck, mate.
You, mate.
Thanks, legend.
Thank you very much, Aaron. I love you. I love you. See you soon. All right.
Oh, I love you more. Hold me back.
Get a room, you too.
He's in there.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Beating fines. Have you had one recently? You win $100 spotlight cash if you tell us about your speeding fine. 13, 10, 60. There's a change, isn't there?
They're potentially saying that they'll bring back warning signs because it's just getting out of control, to be honest. And warning signs have proven to be very effective in slowing people down, which is meant to be the whole bloody point.
There she goes.
As opposed to revenue collecting, which it seems to have moved into.
Which is Aaron's in lockstep with the former New South Wales Roads Minister, who believes removal of the warning signs was, quote, the wrong decision.
Yes.
I agree.
There was an inquiry, because there has been an inquiry for mobile speed camera enforcement programs. I've been watching the webcam. It is sick.
I've had a gut.
Do you want the official website? Because people get confused about this.
Yes. Yeah.
On the official Transport of New South Wales, how demerit points work. If you haven't committed any offences, you start with zero. We know that. If you commit an offence that carries demerit points, the points are added to your driving record, blah, blah, blah.
You know, the thing about, which I know, is the points only come off your licence when you pay the fine.
Loophole.
Yeah, so
I eventually unloophole. So what I'm saying is that
you take all the fines that are attributed to you and the points that go with them is what you're saying.
You just need someone you can get to.
I'm saying
that I'm close to the edge.
Exactly.
And I need to straighten up, and I also absolutely need to make sure I'm the one driving my car. I'm sick of other people driving my car.
Look, this is a little
I'm
bit.
I'm sick of that.
It's a little
and
bit
I'm
out
taking
there.
The keys off family members. No more driving.
And a person your family can drive is Holly.
And staff members?
Your wife.
No more staff members driving my car.
For God's sake.
I'm sick to death of that. Stop it.
Is this why you're driving a Black Thunder at the moment? Honestly, is this why you're doing it?
Because I've tried that. Been impounded.
It doesn't work. They come up. They not come. When I was a Black Thunder driver, there was a lot of, hey, yeah, Gavin. Yep. Where's your license? I'll do the barbecue.
I've got a suggestion that might be a little bit out there.
I'm keeping
why don't you
Black
just
Thunder.
Not speed?
Thank you, Aaron.
I tell you what the problem, though.
No. It's really simple.
You're going
to
say
it's really hard for me to. You're saying that 44 kilometres an hour is
speeding.
Well,
see, I'm with you. I think five or less is.
If I lose my license because I did 44 kilometres an hour
in a 40 zone,
it's going to hurt, Ed.
Well, 13 points. It's 13 points, my man. Unlucky 13 for some. Well, go. Let's get someone on because these. Do you want? How about some Braden in Narellan? Because Tony from Liverpool. Okay, Tony from Liverpool. What happened?
I didn't realize I was speeding. I went 10 over, and it cost me $420 and 2 points.
Yeah. 10 over, though, Tony.
But in what zone were you in?
It was just one of the 40 to 50 zones.
Yeah. Tough one. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
He's doing 51.
I
know it's against the law, and we're here to tell people not to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because of Tony, you won't do that again, will you, Tony?
Oh, never. But that was an accident. I was my mind. It just went like went blank. Yeah.
Your mind went blank.
So when the signs change every 3 seconds.
Hello, I lost my license when I went to traffic school because I lost my license because I didn't realize it went from 80 to 60 in some stupid part of a tunnel 5 days in a row doing the Today Show. When I went to traffic school, they showed you that even doing 2 kilometres over the speed limit means your stopping time is extended by 100 metres. So it is dangerous.
I know that, but you've got to get places.
Now, Jenny, Jenny from Marsfield, Jenny, you are a portent of the future. That's what you are. Jenny, what happened to your partner?
Well, we both like to ride. Well, he likes to ride a motorbike, and I'm the pillion, if you know what I mean. And
the pillion passenger.
He was travelling 20 k's over the limit, got 5 points taken. I think it's 5 points.
On a
and
motorbike.
He lost his license for 3 months. So I then had to then drive him around for his work.
So on the motorbike?
No, for his work.
But did he
ride the motorbike?
It wasn't a work motorbike. He drove a private motorbike, lost his license, and then Jenny had to drive him around for his work
I thought Jenny had to get on the front of the bike, and then he was... Have you ever ridden him on... Have you ever, like, been the front of the bike and he's the back of the bike or not?
No, can't do that. No.
You can't do that?
She doesn't ride motorcycles.
She doesn't have a license. So if you lose your motorcycle license, can you still drive
that.
Your car?
No, that's to do that. Or a boat. Can't grab a hovercraft and go, look at me now. Doesn't work.
Helicopter. Yeah. No. You can't get me yet.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
You know, you got to get in early. Early intervention we're talking about
here. Yeah, this is early intervention stuff.
When you're
for who?
For you and your tyrant daughter.
She's not a tyrant.
She's got you wrapped around her little finger.
Yeah, she does, but that doesn't make her a tyrant.
She's the dictator and you are, what's the person who?
Subject.
Yeah, you're a subject. So.
I've gotten a lot better in the past couple of days, I reckon, like a lot more in control.
Better than this?
What did you say?
I say f***.
Eliza, that is very naughty.
Oh my God,
Eliza! That is naughty. We don't say that word.
Oh.
You know what? Even
I think I said that through privately to our group chat.
Even Eminem would go, "That's a bit much."
Way too much.
Oh my God!
You are like Kevin Bloody Wilson would go. Yeah. That kid needs to.
That's gonna be played to her when she tries to date, or when I'm trying to get her into. Like school, primary school, I'm going to go for an interview and they're going to play that and say,
And no one's blaming her. We wanted to speak to an expert.
We've got the expert.
Really?
Yeah, Maggie Dent. She does the Parental as Anything podcast, which I listen to. She's next.
Yeah,
we just had this chat.
I thought we were going to do a bit of her in this chat.
Nope. No. We just had this chat.
We're going to do her next.
Yep.
I love it.
You just yelled at two people that exact phrase. She's next. She's next.
She's next.
Yeah.
She's not now.
No. She was going to be, but then you yelled at two people that she was next.
Females. Were they female?
No, that's ridiculous.
It was hard to see through the tears.
Oh. All right. Well, I can't wait to speak to her.
Yeah, Maggie Jenny's her name.
Next.
I literally just got a message from. What? Father of the child, literally just now got a text from Sean, and I'm going, oh God, I didn't ask his permission to play that. I'm going to be in trouble. And the text says, I just saw your photos with Husey on Insta running. You look very fit.
Well, he wants back in.
No, he doesn't.
He wants back in. No, mate. No, you knocked it. Nah. Sorry. You only get one shot of the title. Had 5 years.
13, 10, 60, do you have a toddler?
The Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Many people listening will have or are currently, you know that them toddlers are full of fight. And
Three-nagers, they call them.
They do. And we are.
Terrible twos.
Okay, this is good stuff.
What else? The onesies. I made that up.
That's pretty good. Lots of fun ones. But obviously,
no fun ones.
No fun wines. Well done. Yeah. Obviously, we are not experts, but I love this person's podcast, the Parental as Anything podcast on the ABC. She is the best. Maggie Dent is her name, the parenting expert. Hello, Maggie.
How you going?
Oh. Hi, Maggie.
Now, you know what,
Maggie?
We're very happy that you've come on after you heard. Did you hear Erin Molan's daughter swear twice?
Absolutely. And you know what? One of the things that we keep forgetting is that modelling is the exact main way that our children learn how to be human.
Sorry, when you say modelling, do you mean
so she has had to have heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
Got it? And also what I'm really staggered with, I've just been doing a lot of research about little girls, is how incredibly accurate they put expletives into sentences, like context is perfect, level of language perfect. We need to be really kind of proud of them, really.
It sounds like you want to give her a medal.
No, but of course, the big one is not making a big deal of it, because quite often we go, oh, my God, they're going to do that at daycare and I'm going to look like a terrible parent. So we take a big breath and just kneel down and go, we don't use those words in our home.
But do you giggle while you do it?
We don't make a big deal of it.
Because Erin was giggling her way through it. She was encouraging.
I was coughing.
She was encouraging.
Can we hear it? Let's hear it again. Maggie, let's have a ruling here.
Erin, it's really.
What did you say?
I say f***.
Eliza, that is very naughty. Eliza, that is naughty. We don't say that word.
Oh, hang on.
Maggie, I'm hearing laughing, I'm hearing encouragement.
Yeah, pretty sure that's going to happen again for sure, Erin. But you know what? If that's your worst failure of the week, don't worry.
Thank you, Maggie. Can I tell you what the real issue
is? Or
is
it the tip of the iceberg?
Well, I think it is. So, Maggie, let me just give you a tiny little insight in 30 seconds or less. So, basically, I have no control. Like she'll say to me, chocolate! And I'll say, no, you say, you know, we've got dinner coming up, no chocolate. Chocolate! Okay, how many? Like, this is how I parent. I just don't think I'm good at setting boundaries. And I've recently separated from my partner, her father, and he's kind of more of the disciplinarian. If she's being a bit naughty, he'll call her into line. But how do I do that role now myself? Because I was always the comforter and the carer and that kind of thing. So I'm finding it really hard, genuinely.
Yeah, I bet you are. But really, this is really important for her. Otherwise, she's going to be the master manipulator of your life for the rest of your life. And one of the things I think parents just kind of don't realise is that there are times that, you know, being firm is exactly being loving.
Yeah.
Because without an understanding of boundaries, then they can have that problem wherever they go. So, again, you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be tough. You drop what we call a red flag and go, no, the answer's no, because we nearly got dinner. And I know you're going to be upset and that's okay. And you move on.
Sorry, me or her?
You say that to her.
You have to ignore her crying.
And then she has a big melty tantrum around there. It's a tantrum when it's been triggered by an external thing. A meltdown is when they've just simply lost all their SHIT because then we're all just too big for them. So we just, once again, we drop the red flag. We say it in a really quiet voice. And then when the tantrum happens, we just allow it to happen, because if she's not expressing herself and her disgust about the fact she hasn't got what she wanted, which is developmentally very appropriate, and, you know, it's when we're adults and do it that's a bit of a worry, we know this is developmentally normal. She's supposed to express her angst at not getting what she wants, because she's actually in the window of being, all about me. That's exactly what they're supposed to be doing. But I know it's hard. We'll just move on.
Can you hold there, Maggie?
Because we've got a call coming from Penrith, Maggie, that I really want you to take.
It's a shocking story.
It is the most shocking toddler story I've ever heard.
Sydney's new 104.1 Today FM.
Look, she's still with us. We were very, very lucky. The host of the Parental as Anything podcast, author of many unbelievable books, the parenting expert Maggie Dent is on the line.
She is. But we have a person apart from Erin's issues, Elise from Penrith, you have a 2.5-year-old, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, Maggie, I guarantee I don't think you will have ever heard this problem before in your many, many years doing this. All right, Elise, what happened?
The other week, it was just one of those days. She was naughty all day. But the cherry on the top was we were toilet training. I turned my back to wash some dishes and she decided to take a poo on a very hungry caterpillar book.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was a full two. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so one of the things that we can, 2.5, you do realise that it's a really underdeveloped brain. So when we talk about, like, even just saying she's been naughty all day, what is actually happening is that little toddler is biologically wired to explore the world with all of her senses to make sense of what's around her. So that's why the lipstick drawing, that's why the blocked up toilet, that's why your face cream all over the dog and the carpet. It's all her senses are exploring the world. So, yes, you have an expectation that she needs to be able to poo in a potty, but you are, I don't know how old you are, and she's 2.5. So she has now had an urge, and you know what? The fact that the book was there just was random and just laid it on there.
Maggie, is there a chance?
Absolutely.
Maggie, is there a chance this child was born evil?
There's actually no chance of that. It's really interesting that so often we take these things so personally about us. So it's the story we tell in our heads that's the problem, not our children. And I think, you know, that's the same as children who bite. You know, they're not going to turn into people eaters. But you know what? Sometimes that's an experience. It's about their teeth and whether they want to bite them on something else. So our challenge is to make sure they, you know, they eat carrots or apples. But at the moment, without a brain that can make really good decisions, they impulsively make lousy ones.
Maggie, I bit my mother once. It's my first memory of being alive. I bit my mother and she bit me straight back.
What? Yeah, that was definitely old style.
Well, it was effective, right? So I never bit her again.
Well, Maggie,
do you endorse that response, Maggie?
Well, we would love to say that that's effective, but what it also then can do, unfortunately, is make you very wary of your mother, who's supposed to be one of your safe bases.
I think that's what she wanted.
Maggie, Dan, that's why you're the expert. It is the Parentals Anything podcast. It is fantastic. And Elise, for that, buy yourself a few new books. You got $100 spotlight cash. Good on you. Well done.
Thanks, Maggie. Thanks, Elise.
Waterproof books, I reckon. Fair to say.
You got ones you can put in the bath.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't poo on them, though, I reckon, is there?
Goosey, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
From joy, he moves often to rage.
Look, I'm an open-minded guy, and I don't mind being in open-minded conversations, and I'm never someone who judges other people.
Oh, yeah.
But I was judged yesterday, and it made me feel terrible.
What happened?
All right, I was talking to some people about STDs, about the fact that you can get STDs. I was talking to some people, and then someone said, oh, yeah, I had gonorrhea recently. And then they looked at me and they said, how's gonorrhea affected you? And I said, I've never had gonorrhea. And they said, you've never had gonorrhea?
I get it.
They made me feel like a loser.
I know, man.
Like, I've never lived.
What is gonorrhea?
What's that?
What is it?
I don't know what it is.
You actually don't know.
I don't know what gonorrhea is.
Well, it's still time.
I don't believe I've had it.
And so much. You're so old still, you're still calling them STDs. The acceptable term is STIs now. Oh. We don't use disease anymore.
Oh, I haven't had either a D or an I. I've had nothing. I haven't lived.
It's Husey and Aaron.
The Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
What a coincidence.
It's Coincidental Wednesday.
So my coincidence is I just happen to be wearing the exact same outfit that Brad Pitt wears in the movie... What's it called?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah, but
Once upon a time, Benjamin Button. Once upon a time in Hollywood is the thing, but it's also, if you look at our socials, you also look like Hunter S. Thompson as well. It's a perfect amalgamation of the two looks.
But how is that a coincidence that you're dressed like someone else? Like, is there some kind of relevance? Like, is today the anniversary of the movie? Because that would be a coincidence. But there's nothing in what you just said that makes it a coincidence. You've just dressed like someone.
Yeah, but what I've done is set the bar so low that I've encouraged people to get involved here.
I'm not going
to
argue with
you. Because you two, your coincidence is so great. That people
actually, Ed did
I can't
have a
be
really
as good,
good
as
one
Ed's
last week.
I can't be as good as Aaron's.
No one's ever said that about mine.
No, I tried to help you then.
Thank you.
Who have we got?
Let's go to Shelley from Chatswood. Your coincidence, please.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Look, I was very new to Australia, and I just started a new job. And I was shadowing my manager, who was a guy called Peter. And we were signing into this facility, you know, basically on my first day. And we were signing in, and Peter had signed first, and he'd done the date and name and signature, and then I went to sign, and I kind of looked and went, what the hell? Like, he's got that's my signature. And there was a wee bit of back and forth and a bit of confusion. And then we both produced our IDs. And my new manager, who with a completely different name, had the exact same signature as me.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
It
the same
just looked signature? Exactly the same, even though the name was different. The squiggles had matched up. That's very, very rare.
And you guys didn't know each other, so you know if he could commit a crime and they could frame you for it because same signature sort of thing.
Yeah, correct. Well, checks. Wills.
So much confusion because he was always having to review and approve documents.
Yeah.
So was I. So
yeah.
Oh,
checks.
That's what I'm saying. Checks.
Checks.
Yes. Checks and balances. The balances are gone.
Or death threats.
Yeah, you can do that too. Normally you'd cut out letters from
the
magazine and post them in.
Yep.
But not if you wanted that other bloke to get nabbed for it, would you?
Yeah, you'd sign it at the bottom. And that's just from me. That's $100 spotlight cash. And here comes Kylie from Reevesby. Kylie, your coincidence, please.
I went to my friend's father's burial ground to see her new plaque. And next door it said, "Here lies John, father of Mark, Rebecca and Kylie." And that's my brother and my sister's name. And my dad's name was John.
Oh, that is spooky. Is your dad alive?
No, he's not, but he's not buried there either.
Oh, God, that's really confronting. Did that make you feel a little bit like...
It was really eerie. Yeah. It was really eerie. Jeez, only knowing that I buried him somewhere else,
when that person died? Did you remember on their graves?
It was 2 years before my dad.
Oh,
no, that's pretty...
That's too close.
Obviously popular names.
No, it's more than that.
Well, they got some shivers there, and why don't we play some shivers with Ed Sheeran? Yeah. Thank you so much.
Is this true?
That's our coincidence, yeah.
What? I did not mean that.
No.
No, maybe they did. I don't know. No, it was amazing.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Uzi, Ed and Aaron, 104.1 Today FM.
Mindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Normally out there doing her stuff.
Producing and putting stuff together and keeping us looking good.
Mindy, you went on a date with a guy.
Yeah, I went on a date with a guy and there were a couple of, I think, are red flags. Went to like a European restaurant. They had schnitzel on the menu. I was thinking, oh, yum, schnitzel and chips. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, don't get schnitzel. Get something else. You can get schnitzel anywhere. And that was my first like, okay, interesting point. So I got duck instead.
Oh, that's nice. So it's probably more expensive than schnitzel.
Yeah.
Was he paying?
At that point, we hadn't decided. But yes, he did end up paying.
Is the duck worth more than the schnitzel? It would have been probably ducks.
Yeah, expensive. It would have been a little bit more. So that was okay.
Come on, that's good. It's a tick.
That was a tick. But then when it came to dessert,
the duck.
You could get the big plate of crepes or the small plate of crepes.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I want the big plate of crepes.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, no, you should get the small plate of crepes.
Not so for you.
What?
Come on, man.
Sorry, he said what?
How did he say it? How do you say it? So let's just say I'm you. Yep. Oh, dessert. I will actually. Oh, gee, the crepes are good.
Yep. Don't get the big crepes. Get too the small big. Crepes. Oh. But they weren't. I got the big crepes.
But he thought.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Take that, baby. No, but he thought it would have been too big. He thought you would have been
too big. Don't defend this.
Too big for what?
Well, for what comes next.
Oh, my God.
We don't have Christmas lunch first, if you know what I mean.
I don't think that's his motivation.
I think that might have been.
Can I just say, if you're a bloke on a date with a chick, or if you're a bloke on a date with a bloke, if you're a chick on a date with a kid, anyway, just don't go near food. If someone wants to order something, let them order it. You don't know if someone's sensitive about food. You don't know anything. Just, if Mindy wants a bloody schnitzel, let her have a schnitzel.
Aaron,
she wants large crepes, let her have large crepes.
But Aaron, if I'm about to go on a run with you... I'm going to advise you not to have the large bowl of porridge.
Wait, were you going running with him after, Mindy?
No, I had no intention of that.
Yes,
I did go back to his house to meet his dog.
The dog might be able to smell crepes on you. You've had too many.
But that's when he pulled out another negotiation tactic. Because I said, I'm feeling a bit tired. And he said, well, you can't sleep here unless we...
Oh,
go for a run.
A run together?
Yes, a run together.
He's still on his
right.
He's still on his side. Am I still on his side? Are you still on his side? No, I'm holding strong here.
Oh,
yes.
What?
I respect that.
You know what?
She wanted a nap. He wouldn't let her close her eyes for a nap unless she...
But this
went
is,
for a run.
This is... look, Mindy, I think you should give him a second date. And I'll Should I give my reasons?
Come back.
So right, I'll give my reasons right, why so, when we come back, we need people here.
Yeah,
don't we?
A jury of yes. our peers, 13, 10, 60, $100 spotlight cash.
And we need to find out whether Mindy did stay over or not. We'll reveal all when
I'll
we come
reveal.
Back.
Oh. Sydney's
new 104.1 Today FM.
Now, Mindy is single.
Yes.
Mindy, and you're dating.
I'm dating.
You dated a dude. And
yep.
And I know that everyone, you guys are off this guy, aren't you?
Well, I just think if you want a schnitzel, have a schnitzel. I don't like the whole duck thing.
Let's get the headlines again. The headlines are.
We went to a European restaurant. He didn't want me to order the schnitzel when I said I wanted the schnitzel.
Yep.
Then he didn't want me to order the big plate of crepes. He wanted me to order the small plate of crepes.
Yeah. Not so for you.
And then
I went back to his house to meet his dog. And he said, you can't stay over unless we have you and me, sexy time.
So I'm here to defend him.
What is your? You said you were going to give your reasons as to why this guy's a good dude.
Because I believe he paid for the duck, and the duck was more expensive than the schnitzel.
We're talking dollars, like.
Well, still,
okay.
Okay, what about
still paid for the duck?
Is the duck crumbed? Is it like a calorie thing?
No,
the duck was healthier than the schnitzel.
Oh yeah, it would have been healthier.
So he's looking after your health. He wanted you to have
not
the small
health,
small
weight.
Crepes. He's a waste not want not guy, and he knows. He thought that the big crepes would be too much for you, and then you would feel the desire to finish it off to so that he got his value. You know, like
that's interesting.
Because he was paying.
Just using that
that's
to defend
good.
Him.
I am defending him,
yeah,
and
he's saying that he's saying that Mindy's so petite and so dainty that she can't. She couldn't possibly finish the large.
Because as a woman, she wouldn't know that herself. She wouldn't know her own capabilities with eating food. She'd need a man to tell her what she was capable of fitting into her stomach.
Keep going here, because also you went back to his house. Tick. He has a house.
Well, an apartment.
It's his.
Is he renting?
Well, I don't know. I didn't ask.
Yesterday we wanted to go to Max's joint because he's on the 58th floor of a building.
Yeah.
And Max, what did you say when we wanted to go and have a look at your view?
This is messy. You're not allowed in.
We weren't allowed in. So your guys.
No, I'll tell you why you weren't allowed in, because his housemate works for
opposition.
Mm-hmm.
Or just not opposition, just others.
Labor.
Albo, his chief of staff, yeah.
Now, was his house reasonably clean?
No.
Nice dog.
Dog was gorgeous.
Okay, so he's got good taste.
What
in
suburb
life
we in?
Partners.
We're talking Bondi.
Oh, come on.
Well, Mindy, I'm starting to turn here.
You can't afford an apartment in Bondi and a cleaner. You have got to pick one of the two. You can't. And there's one more I've got. What do you got?
I've got callers.
Yeah, I know, but one more.
Okay.
He is really attracted to you.
Whoa.
And there's so many guys, and I've heard from a lot of my lady friends, there's so many guys who you can't operate in that area. They've got to the point where they cannot operate.
Are you saying it's a rarity that a man would be attracted to Mindy?
No, not to
she
Mindy.
She should be grateful.
No, to women in general.
Yeah,
what?
He's saying
men have lost the plot.
Yes.
Wait, because they're all turning, or they're just not.
I don't know.
Wow.
But, so yeah. Anyway, Mindy. So
okay.
Second chance.
So second chance for Hughesy. Kerry from Caringbah. Does he get a second chance?
No, Mindy. He's a want not guy. Kicking to the curb, girl. Oh. And you know he's stripping you of your right to make any decisions at all. He's not worth it.
Thank you.
Yeah, but he cares.
No, he doesn't care. He cares about himself and having a trophy wife.
Well, that's great to be a trophy wife. That's a trophy wife.
Toned and
tanned. Apartment in Bondi, you know? Grow on trees.
Bridget. Not with the height restrictions. Bridget from Haverfield. A second chance for this young man?
I say give him a second chance.
There you
Thank
go,
you,
Bridget.
Thank you so much.
And now, Bridget, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you in a relationship?
I am.
Your man's not perfect, is he?
No, not at all.
Not even close.
You give him chances.
Exactly right.
You give him chances every single day, don't you?
Exactly. Maybe he was just trying to impress you.
You don't even know. You don't know what's on your partner's phone, do you, Bridget?
What? I'd rather not know.
Yeah, see, exactly.
Oh, wow. Ignorance is bliss, eh?
See? Good stuff. I'm turning here. This is good stuff. So that's one for a chance. One, Kerry doesn't want a chance, whatever. And then Alice from Redfern, you are the deciding vote here. Is second chance for this gentleman or no second chance?
Absolutely not.
Yes. Oh,
are you in a relationship,
Thank you,
Alice?
Thank you, Alice.
I am. I'm happily married.
Wow. Yeah, well.
Would your man ever tell you not to have a schnitty?
Oh, God, he would never tell me what to eat. I'm lactose intolerant. He'll still give me ice cream.
Oh, God. You're...
What a man.
He's trying to get rid
sweet.
Of
you.
He's
trying to... Are you trying to kill her?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
have a magnum.
Anyway, did you stay the night?
No. I got out of there. I got out of there. I was like, no, that's not a very good negotiation tactic. I'm
because
gone.
If he'd actually not put that condition on, who knows what might have happened?
You never know. But,
oh, yeah. But softly, softly.
Lesson learnt, men. Lesson learnt.
Yeah, don't tell him your intentions.
Just lull them into a false sense of security.
Get up with the Today FM morning crew. Husey, Ed and Aaron.
Now, Ed, you couldn't come yesterday, but me
no,
and...
I didn't want to. It's very different. So there was a little bit of discussion going on in the morning about mm-hmm. I'm going for a run, says Husey. Then Aaron piped up with, well, I'm coming too. And then before you know it, it was like a battle of the sexes on over a run across the Harbour Bridge, yep. of which I want no part. No. I don't need to hear you two competing with each other.
All of us, people would look at you and think you were the real sporty one.
I am.
He's a lifter. He's a lifter. No,
not a leaner.
I've got, I'm probably better.
Yeah, you're wasted in cardio. You should be doing weights.
No, eye-hand coordination is where I excel.
Yeah, right.
And just strategy and just determination and will to win.
Yeah, right.
That's where I come through and overall talent.
Mate, we've just said hello to the CEO. He listens most mornings. I don't reckon you need to try specifically hard now just because he's in the building.
Read out your CV, won't you?
No, just years of putting the runs on the board. And...
Well, then go on. Say what the couple told you in Balmain yesterday. Tell us, say that. That was huge. He should know that.
Oh, yeah. They've got
they
their
still watch...
glass house on VHS.
They're still watching it.
Mate.
What does that tell you?
Oh, God, told you that someone stood the test of time. Now, hey, but we went for a run across the Harbour Bridge.
Yep.
And Aaron.
Afterwards, it was good. This was good content from you, Aaron. In the car, the selfie that went into the WhatsApp group, and you said, we didn't go that hard. I'm not even sweating. Good one. Zing.
Yeah, because she wouldn't let me go hard.
No, stop it. You set the pace, and I thought, about 2 minutes in, I thought, I'm screwed here. I'm going to have to tell him either to go ahead or slow down. But I kept running, and I kept up with your pace, and we talked.
Yeah, because we're not running hard. If you're talking, you're not running. You're basically walking. We went for a walk.
Who did the talking? Who was the...
No, it was mainly him just trying to make conversation. It was exhausting.
No, we were just... You know what? We were just... Oh, that's not true. We were discussing ego.
It was a long run.
Yeah, it was.
But the thing time is, was the two most narcissistic people in this country
Aaron told me,
about ego.
Aaron told me something I'll never forget, actually. Never forget.
What did I say? Don't say it if it's what I think it is.
About what makes you unhappy?
Yeah, no, about what makes me happy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
yes.
Please don't.
No, but what about what makes you unhappy? I can do that.
Which makes you unhappy?
Which is the opposite of what you said.
Can I guess?
What makes her unhappy?
Can I guess?
Yeah, have a guess, yeah.
The success of any woman at Channel 9 and more broadly anywhere?
Yeah, but not just women. Not just women.
Oh, that's good of you.
The success of anyone. The success of anyone.
Oh, yeah, I can get it. Yeah, that's fair.
If you want to make Aaron Molan unhappy, you achieve. You do something. You make your mark
untrue.
On this world.
Completely untrue.
See, and why wouldn't I want to go to that? It's easy, and Aaron.
Actually, the video is online as well. You can see it. And Erin is looking fit as
I
must
say. She
is. Goodness gracious me.
That was Husey, Ed and Erin for Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate all your Christmas traditions this year.